Good evening, everyone, from Spokane, Washington. So here in Spokane, Washington, in the USA, the minimum wage here is $11 an hour. So as I'm going to Subway tonight, this evening, for a sandwich, you know, $5 foot long, all that good stuff, I look at the menu and I do double take because my little 6-inch sandwich is going to be just under $7 without tax. I even said to the lady, I said, excuse me, didn't the 6-inch sandwiches used to be cheaper? She said, oh yes, but we had to raise our price because of the new minimum wage. Now, $11 an hour, okay? And there are places in this country where they want, where employees want their employer to pay them $15 an hour. Okay? So, if I can see this little price difference in my little 6-inch sandwich that I bought, I can't imagine what the price of my little 6-inch sandwich is going to cost if minimum wage was $15 an hour. So, what am I getting at tonight? The system of $15 an hour. Please pay me $15 an hour. I will not work. Well, guess what? You're not gonna work at $15 an hour because they're not going to pay you $15 an hour because they will hire a machine. And then you will be sitting on your ass on the curb like a homeless person. Think about that a second. You won't be going to work every day because they won't hire you. As a matter of fact, they will let you go because it's cheaper to let a machine do it. Let that sink in. You, as a human being, will not have a job because you're sitting there belly aching and complaining for $15 an hour. Be happy with what you get and keep your job and shut your pie hole. Thank you. Thank you. I will be here every night. Anyway. So, word of advice. If you want $15 an hour, you might as well kiss your job goodbye. Because chances are, unless it's really, really, really important or a life-saving job, they can replace you. And you will be replaced and eliminated. Period. End of story. How do you like your $15 an hour now?